I'm at the Ag Media Summit, and getting started here, we've got a special occasion taking place at Lucas Oil Stadium. So I have with me Forrest Lucas. I have next to me David
Hageman,
and Steel Shipping. So what I'm going to do is just ship. Yeah, we're going to just ask a few questions. Anybody can chime in. Might start with Forrest, though. This is a fantastic place to come. Invite us to come over and share some hospitality. So maybe a few words about where we're at and, you know, how things are going here with your facility.
You're in the quarterback club of the Lucas Oil Stadium, and after a while we're going to do a little tour and take you down through the Lucas Oil Plaza, which looks like a motorsports museum. But you're in downtown Indianapolis. It's a very unique place. We got the stadium here where people can go downtown, bar hop at night if you want to, and walk back to your hotel safely at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But there's full of restaurants and bars, good places to go. And then you walk over here, you walk back to your car. It's easy to get back on the interstate. You go through a lot of streets. You don't have the big traffic problems here. So this is, by everybody's vote, well, in fact, we've been voted the number one stadium in the country every year since we've had the place going. So, and we have a beautiful suite down here as well. But we do a lot of entertaining here on game days. Even if I'm not in town, it's always full of family, friends, maybe some politicians, customers. We mix it up. But everybody comes in and says it's the most fun suite in the place. So it's a fun place for me. I have a good time coming here, and I love Indianapolis. We have a big house on the north side of town where we do a lot of charity events, a lot of charity events for people. And last night we had an event for about 300 people. It was being sponsored by Dow Chemical, Dow AgriScience. So it's very nice. And had Richard Childress. It's also a weekend for
Brickyard.
So Richard Childress and his car, that's driven by Austin Dillon, is sponsored by Dow.
So and very big stars. Supporter of ethanol, by the way.
Very big supporter of ethanol, yes. He is a very big supporter of ethanol, and Dow is, too. So it was a real beautiful evening and a beautiful party. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we were talking just before we started this interview about something that I was glad to hear you're very aware of, interested in, is Protect the Harvest, something I first learned about when I was in Missouri. Before moving back to my home state. Just maybe a first comment about this effort and what you see it trying to accomplish.
Well, we started it. There was no Protect the Harvest, and so we started fighting Proposition B 4 years ago. And I got there just in the nick of time and happened to find Dave. The whole thing is like a miracle that happened. Because I wasn't aware that this was going to, the puppy mill law was about to come on until one of my cowboys called and said, can we put some signs along the highway? Because we got a lot of highway frontage out there. And then I figured out what it was and went out there. And fortunately, a guy who owns a sale barn who knew a state senator who called me in the middle of the night and said, here's the guy you need. So we got together and they already had a script written up for a radio and TV commercial because they thought somebody else was going to come in and do the fight that we did. So we financed the whole thing. These guys, after we got done with it, they said, what are we going to do now? And by that time, I realized that nobody else in the country was fighting these guys. Nobody had enough substance to do anything. You know, a lot of small groups and individuals are mad at them, but I knew if I didn't do something, nobody was going to do it. So these are the guys that were going to take over the country. They were really going to do it. There was nobody standing up to them. So I said, we're going to go in the offense. So I had four guys that time. And I said, you guys find a name and a website, and we've got to do this through social media until we build up to a certain point. I'll have to fund it myself for a long time until people realize we're the real deal, and there should be some of these big corporations come in and start helping us out, the ones who've got millions and billions to lose, and there's a lot of them, and plus a lot of guys got hundreds of thousands to lose. So some of these guys are starting to step up now, and there's a lot of big guys who have not yet. There's still some back there scared to death. You know, the average company out there is scared to death, but we're starting to as one of our other guys says, I give a lot of people a backbone transplant, you know. So.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I tell it kind of straight.
Well, David, since you were mentioned here, why don't I turn over to you? So how did you all get connected? What is it that brought you together?
So it was the Proposition B fight. We had talked to a lot of folks. There were a lot of grassroots efforts going on in Missouri. But it was amazing when you looked at what the activists were doing and what they were saying and what their message was. They were spending $5 million on television, radio on this effort. And they had great ballot language that said if you basically want a dog to have access to food and water, vote for this. And the devils are in the details, right? You start looking through that and you see what it was actually about. It was about attacking agriculture on a number of levels. If you start telling somebody how many animals they can own, I mean, we're talking about basic freedoms. But then there were so many things that were just asinine in Proposition B. You could only breed an animal once every 18 months. But it didn't specify whether it was a female animal or a male animal. And so when you start breaking that down, you understand that there were a lot of things that we needed to work with on that. So Mr. Lucas and I got together about 10 days before Proposition B. And like you said, we had a radio and a TV commercial. We got that close enough that then we were able to go back in the legislature and they were able to fix all the bad stuff that was in it. And as he said, right after that, we drove to Indianapolis, said what next? He said, let's not give these guys a free pass anymore. You know, the amazing thing is these activists get to go around and pick on people that are trying to create progress, that are trying to do the right thing, and yet nobody's giving the activists a hard time. And so when you look at the role of Protect the Harvest, it's just to educate folks, to understand, you know, there are so many things that go into agriculture that are important. You know, I start a lot of my speeches now saying, congratulations, you've doubled agriculture in the past 40 years. Give yourself a hand. The thing is, you have to do it again in the next 40, except this year you're going to have a lot of new challenges. And those challenges are coming from this industry of activists that, you know, if you take the European model, which is the one that they always tout as they're doing it the right way, and you go back and look, the European Union imported about 20% of their food 20 years ago. Today they import 50% of their food. That is a model that's not sustainable. And if you want to move to that type of agriculture, you're going to have a billion people on the planet not fed. And so when these guys put up their pictures of animals that are being abused, we hate that. We want to fix that. We want that cleaned up with a passion. At the same, you know, Mr. Lucas says if he doesn't take care of his animals, they're not going to produce. They love their animals. They love their animals more than anyone else. They're our producers. But the reality is that, you know, it's not sustainable. You know, there's a billion people that won't get fed, and so we need animal agriculture, and we need, you know, all sorts of agriculture to continue producing in scientific ways to continue meeting demand throughout the world.
Yeah, I got to say, I was downhearted when they passed that stupid law in Missouri, but then when we got the changes made to it, all I could think about was wishing I could see Wayne Pacelli in front of me and go, sorry, buddy, you know. So, Steele, before we close here, just a comment from you on how you feel about this or involved, and especially how it's working on the social media.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, this is, you know, Protect the Harvest is completely engaged and 100% and, you know, reaching not just, you know, the older generation, but, you know, trying to, you know, reach folks that are in my age, the millennials that are engaged with technology and using different forms of technology, whether it's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Google, Google Plus, YouTube. I mean, there's a lot of videos that we've created to help, you know, spread our message far and wide to get the facts to people, to make sure that, you know, people have common sense in front of them when they, you know, are going to the ballot box or, you know, talking to their friends and neighbors about who really the Humane Society of the United States is, which is not their local animal shelter. It's, you know, a large Washington, D.C.-based animal rights group. So,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I know there's a lot of people who would like to meet Mr. Lucas here, and you all.
This is my son, Morgan.
Oh, Morgan, how are you? Welcome. Good to meet you.
He's out here learning about all this stuff, too.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to visit with me here. We're at the Ag Media Summit, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.